بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم Continue with our sabaks, how to correct our namaz and how to try and improve our namaz, to try and make a perfect namaz, and then realize that namaz is that great ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us that will bring all types of success in our life. And as our honorable illustrious Shaykh explained so beautifully, that Allah ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. Every person's desire in his heart, you ask him what he wants, he wants to be successful in life. And Allah also wants us to be successful. But unfortunately, we use our weak brains, very limited, and we want to try and understand our success in our ways, which is totally off the course. The best thing is to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize Allah is our creator, Allah knows what is our road to success, and Allah has given us a prescription, and very, very easy and very simple. So a person, if he realizes this, that I want to be successful, then a person, first of all, he brings iman, and he strengthens his iman regularly by making zikr of la ilaha illallah daily, and a person makes islah of his greatest ibadat, that is salah. Work on our salah, and daily Allah Ta'ala is offering us a special invitation to come and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our success. As we have learned already, that when a person realizes the greatness of Allah, what a great gift namaz is, and now you come with all the proper etiquettes and with proper concentration, your mind is focused, you come with proper adab and etiquettes in the masjid, you dress also properly, and as we said, that this needs a cause of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a cause of it, a person can't do on his own. A person like Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Majroob Rahmatullah Alayhi, ask Hakim ul-Ummah Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Hazrat, you say zikr will connect us to Allah. So, but you say we need a sheikh. So why can't we do zikr on our own and we'll get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that generally what shaitan puts in your mind, that I don't need a sheikh, somebody must tell me I'm doing this wrong and I'm doing that wrong. I can make my zikr daily, I'll do zikr and I'll get connected to Allah. So Hakimul Ummat was Hakimul Ummat, and this is the Hakims who got their pulse on our spirit, their hand on our spiritual pulse. They know the condition of the Ummat, and this is the Mashaykh. So Hazrat said, yes, zikr will do your work, but the example of that is, like there's a loaf of bread on the table, and there's a knife there. What will cut the bread? The knife. But is the knife going to lift on its own and cut? No, it needs the hand of somebody. And if it needs a strong hand. If you put it in the hand of a baby or a small child, 3-4 years old, that child won't cut the bread, it will cut his fingers. So exactly the same, if that knife is in the good hands, that bread will be cut properly. So exactly the same, zikr, if is in the good hands, those people who have learned from their elders how to recognize Allah. And the more we recognize Allah, what is the cause of zikr of Allah? As Hazrat explained, our purpose and object of life is marifat, to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus Allah ta'ala himself says, Ar-Rahman fas'al bi khabira. Allah is very, very kind. That's why we are existing, through the kindness of Allah. And if you want to know Allah, jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, they will tell you about Allah. On your own, you can't find out who Allah Ta'ala is. This Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, where the great, our great Dada Shaykh has put it so beautifully, he says, agar mitai chahe to kaha milega. Mitai walo se. If you want to buy sweet meats, jalebi, you know where to go. You can't go to the hardware shop and say, I want sweet meats. They'll see your screws are loose or something. Agar doodh chahe to kaha milega. You want milk, where you'll go? Go to the supermarket, to the dairy, that's where you'll get milk. Agar kebab chahe to kaha milega. You want kebabs, where you'll get it? The person who's making those kebabs. So it, all these things we know. So a simple arithmetic work is, agar Allah chahe to kaha milega. Allah walo se. So just come and sit in the company of the Ahlullah with an open heart. Allah said, just kunu, just be with them and see as they talk also, with, even without talking. Allah's current is in that heart. If your heart is open, it will flow in your heart. But your heart must be open. Your mind must be open. Then see. So, when a person realizes, starts getting the recognition of Allah, then Allah's love will come in the heart. When Allah's greatness and Allah's love comes in the heart, then automatically a person, when he hears azan, who's calling me? My Allah is calling me. Allahu Akbar. Now your attention, you leave everything else. Immediately you focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you start moving. In fact, a person who's got contact with Allah, before azan already, he's preparing and is ready and is in the masjid before azan. But we, useless person like myself, we wait till azan. And then also we still talking and we still carry on our work and we say, ah, there's still 15 minutes for jamaat. I'll go just now. Before you know, jamaat is over. We must our jamaat. Then we delay. We must our namaz. So when a person realizes all this, the greatness of Allah, and now you come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. There is only Allah is the greatest. Now, at that time, Hazrat explains now, to isi waqt Bacha Ali Ja apne bande ke qasd aur irada par muttali hoke inayat khas marhamat farmate hain. Now, when a person has said, Allahu Akbar, you came in the court of Allah, don't just think you came alone and nobody is paying attention to you. Immediately, Allah Ta'ala's focus that my servant, he's realized that I gave him invitation, royal invitation, and he's come with his intention to come and meet me, to have a secret meeting with me. Immediately, Allah Ta'ala's special attention, Allah's special focus, and Allah's rahmat start descending on that person. So immediately Allah Ta'ala's attention, so a person should be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't say Allahu Akbar and immediately our attention is gone. Even your own son, he's talking to you but he's looking somewhere else, you shout him. You say, you're talking to me but where are you looking? What's your problem? So if we say Allahu Akbar, we're drawing Allah's attention but now we're already looking somewhere else and Allah's focus is upon us, a person should realize. Now when you said Allahu Akbar, you started your namaz, what did you do? What is this reality? Aur utana dono haato ka takbeer mein das bardar hona jono jahan se. When you lifted your hands, there are two things. One is you lifted your hands and you surrendered totally that I surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Like a soldier that is caught by the opposite army, he says, I surrender, I give up. I won't fight against you. Please don't attack me. A person here surrenders that, oh Allah, I leave everything. I only want you. And the second meaning, Allahu Akbar, that now a person made his intention totally and solely for Allah, that, oh Allah, both the worlds I put behind my back. Not even this world, not even the year after. Allahu Akbar. A person who gains the love of Allah, and when he says Allahu Akbar, his intention is not even sawab. Although Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that any action you do, do with two intentions. One is iman, it is the command of Allah. And this niyat, as our Hazrat taught us yesterday also and keeps on teaching us, refresh our niyat all the time. You left your house, you know you're coming for salah. But before you start your salah and niyat, as we learned just now, is the condition of the heart. They just think, I'm saying I came here because it's Allah's command. I'm the slave of Allah. And I should be in the slavery of my master. And it's an honor to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a slave doesn't deserve anything. But Allah has promised great reward. But those people who go higher and get closer to Allah ta'ala, they say, oh Allah, we only want you. Like in a firm, in a company, a person is working and according to your status, you're getting a salary. But in that big business, the son is also working. And the son, there's no salary stated for him. But he works not because he wants a salary. It's his father's business. So anytime he'll work, anytime he'll come in, go out. And when he needs something, then he don't have to ask his father for the salary. He needs a car. Father will give him a car. So exactly the same when you get connection with Allah, that, oh Allah, even sawab, oh Allah, I don't want sawab, I really want you, oh Allah. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us the beautiful dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka radaka wal jannah. that, oh Allah, Jannat on its place, you have created, it's your ni'mat, and we'll accept your ni'mat. And why can't we, why shouldn't we accept the ni'mats of Allah? We are totally muhtaj, but oh Allah, we want your pleasure. You must be happy with us. And as Hazrat teaches us, Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that daily a person should be making dua for his success, the complete success of the deen, dunya and akhirat. But greater than that, ask Allah that, oh Allah, I want your happiness. That give me that type of life that you are totally happy with me. Let me love in such a way that you are extremely happy with me. And when I pass away, Mubarak, Medina Sharif, whatever. But more important than that, wherever I pass away, Allah must be very happy with me. That is the height of success. And that is the greatest thing. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. So a person says, oh Allah, I don't even want sawab, so to say. I don't want nothing, I only want you. And agar tu ek mera, to har shay mera. Asma mera, zami mera. If Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. What do I need? That is why we find Rabia Basriya Rahmatullahi. She gets up at tahajjud namaz. And she makes dua that, oh Allah, if I'm getting up now and I'm going to perform namaz because I want Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. And if I'm getting up because I want to be safe from Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. But oh Allah, if I'm getting up because I want you, oh Allah, then give, grant me you. You become mine, make me yours. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to teach us so beautifully through our Honorable Hazrat, our Honorable Shaykh Barkat. That Hazrat says that if you go to Kaaba Sharif, right at Multazam, the best place to make dua, and you make dua for everything, besides asking for Allah that you want Allah Himself, you make dua for nothing. And if you make dua only that, oh Allah, I only want you, and nothing else, you make dua for everything. So this is what we have to learn, that when you say Allahu Akbar, now you, Allah gave you that great opportunity to come for a very special meeting. Now put everything behind your back. Everything one side. Just focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this niyat of us has to be total sincere. Now a person realizes that niyat or takbir faraz hai. Baaz uske dua iftita hai. That you made the niyat, niyat and takbir e tahreema. This is faraz. In other words, and niyat is a condition of the heart. Niyat is not like how we learn in primary madrasa in the maktabs. You have to say, I'm facing Qibla and I'm performing four rakats, namaz, etc. A person who's still a new person and is not yet conscious, then for him to say niyat with the tongue is okay. But to continue all the time for your whole life saying niyat with the tongue, this is bidat. So a person should train himself in such a way that you're conscious of Allah. Your niyat is a condition of the heart. And this niyat is necessary. That a person comes for namaz with no niyat, no intention. Even you left your home, you didn't come with any intention. Although generally, a person, any sane person, when you leave your house, you know I'm going for Zohar namaz, I'm going for Asr. That is why Fuqaha have said, even if you come and you said, in your words you made a mistake, you came for Zohar, you know it's Zohar time. But by mistake you said Asr. It won't be Asr namaz, your Zohar namaz will be counted. But it's like a person who learns to drive. A young driver, he learns all the rules properly. And he's reading the rules also. His father who's driving for 10 years forgot that rules also. But he knows how to apply it better than him. So initially, you'll be reading and you'll be knowing all the rules of the heart. But the application, as you make, you practice and you conscious, that application will become automatically. Now you even forget the yield sign, what it means, but you know that you have to pause there, what you have to do, etc. So niyat is faraz. And takbir at tahreema, the first takbir, to love the hands is sunnat. But to say the first takbir, Allahu Akbar, that is called takbir at tahreema. That takbir that makes everything out of namaz haram for you. Now you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't look around, you can't eat. Everything that was permissible now becomes haram. And here from this we understand how important is masail. And the barakat of the makatib. And the barakat of these lessons. That a person doesn't know the first takbir of namaz. To say Allahu Akbar so loud that you can hear yourself. Not so loud that the whole stuff has to hear that, no, I started my namaz. No, as loud that you can hear yourself, Allahu Akbar. That first takbir, if you didn't say it verbally, As our Hazrat says, we start namaz, our lips are not moving, our tongue is not moving. So if you read namaz like that 20 years, it shouldn't come that you feel that, hey, now I got a big account. But when you come to the akhirat, you see there's no namaz in my amal. And you say, Ya Allah, I read all my namaz. Allah says, you didn't start namaz when you made takbir-e-tahrima. So takbir-e-tahrima, so from this we understand how important is masail. Many people, some have got this notion that fazail bahut aham hai, that just to know the virtues of different actions, that is most important and very important. That is good to know it, it will encourage us. But more important than fazail is masail. Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned so beautifully that najat ka dar o madar masail par hai, na ke fazail par hai. That salvation in the year after is dependent on knowing the masalas. And the masalas is sharia. That is how to obey the commands of Allah. The virtues, that will give you encouragement. So we should realize the value of the makatib of our ulama. And a person should know. So many times, sometimes, especially a person comes late. The imam is gone already in ruku. Now you just say, Allahu Akbar. Whether you're saying you Allahu Akbar to start namaz or for ruku. If you're saying Allahu Akbar to go in ruku, that means you never start your namaz. You have to say Allahu Akbar and stand for that split moment. Then another Allahu Akbar to go in ruku. And that Allahu Akbar to go in ruku, that is sunnat. The first takbir at tahrima, Allahu Akbar, and this we have to practice. When a person realizes this, and now you have come in the great court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're reading your introduction, dua. And what is that? Like a person, you got a great meeting with a very great person. You already prepared yourself, everything. Now you said, okay, come in. You knocked at the door. He gave you permission. You come in. You got a royal invitation. And you're sitting there. Now the first thing what you do? You make salam. And you how the family does that. So that's salam. So what is our salam when we come in the presence of Allah? The first thing Allah is, we knocked at the door of Allah. We said, Allahu Akbar. Allah is focused immediately upon us. Allah's attention. Now make salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, the whole world, could have put our brains together. We wouldn't know how to make salam to Allah ta'ala. Allah has been so kind. Allah taught us Himself. And Allah taught it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach us. That is why we have to learn our deen, as we mentioned yesterday, we ended off with that point, that learn our deen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read namaz how you saw me reading namaz. So deen has to be learned from the men of Allah, not just from the kitabs. Masail you get from the kitabs, but that application, how to apply it, that you get from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without them, you won't able to perform and you won't able to practice on deen properly. So here, initial introduction, salam you are making to Allah ta'ala, what is in there? Usme ta'zeem or tawheed hai. In there you are realizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's greatness and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala has given you now the opportunity to be in His very, very great honorable court. Now you're in the presence of Allah. Allahu Akbar. A person gets happy, you go for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why shouldn't you get happy? One of the greatest visits we should be aspiring, and it's the greatest ibadat to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very great ibadat. And who Allahu Akbar, Badas Khuda Buzurg Tuhi Kisra Mukhtasar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that great personality, that after Allah, the greatest personality is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought our deen to us. What ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. And the ihsan of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person in namaz should realize, one is Allah gave me this great invitation to ask for my needs. But greater than that, I should realize that this is Allah's special favor. So I should show my thankfulness to Allah. I should show my appreciation. Allah did ihsan to me. By me coming for namaz, I'm not doing a favor to Allah. And sadly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a time will come in my ummah that we will perform namaz as if we're doing a favor to Allah. If I got time, I'll go. Let me finish my match. Let me finish my work. And how I want to go. Like billboards today, we're walking in the masjid. Every second person has got an advert on his clothes. So people can't even pay attention. We don't realize in whose presence we're coming. When you know you're coming in the presence of Allah, my beloved, muhabbat khud sikati adabi muhabbat. When you start loving somebody, then nobody have to teach you the etiquettes of love. Ask that young boy who didn't like something before he got married. He just got married, and his bride and his wife tells him, I like this now. Immediately his taste changes. Now he starts liking that. So when we know, when we start loving Allah, you won't have to ask, Maulana, can I wear this kind of clothes? Or why can't I wear? What's wrong with this? Oh, I got this clothes, now can Allah Akbar. Sahaba did when they had the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their wine was part of their life. But when Allah made it haram, the streets of Medina started flowing like rivers. No question that, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I still got stock. Can I finish that stock and then I won't buy more? Nothing like that. Oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I got barrels, and those were expensive wine. Immediately they broke their barrels, everything. So like Hazrat explains, when we come to know of our mistakes, I'm wearing something wrong, or my haircut is wrong, no questions, just may Ya Allah, please forgive me. I'll try immediately and try and change. That is the spirit we should have. So a person realizes, I'm in the presence of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah Ta'ala's greatness, and they, who is greater than Allah? The oneness of Allah now is to settle in Allahu Akbar. How many times we saying Allahu Akbar, but it hasn't even touched my heart still. So I should think, when I say Allahu Akbar, we have to be conscious, and this needs must, it needs practice. As we practice, as we learn in the previous sabbaths, at least for 40 days, a person should be punctual with his namaz, with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. And one easy way, go 40 days in Jamaat, but be punctual at your namaz, or come 40 days to the Khanqah, because in a 40 day period, Allah changes the body. Metamorphosis takes place, that becomes entrenched, it becomes part of your life. But we have to do that, but we're not prepared, we do it 3-4 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, and then our battery grows flat. So we have to make this must. So a person realizes now, well, you came in the great court of Allah. What great now, you're in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you're in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you're still worried your cell phone is ringing, Allahu Akbar, how will Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam feel? Your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will turn his attention away from us. And when you're in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with utmost humbleness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence, Mubarak, but Allah Rabbul Izzat's presence, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence is not easy for everybody to go to Medina Sharif every now and then. Sometimes we can't even go to Medina Sharif. But how much you got love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's how close you to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, the greatest of all, Allah is allowing us and not allowing us, calling us, special invitation, 5 times a day. Now when you come to Allah, how much you must be attentive and focused. I'm in front of the greatest of greatest of kings. Now you start giving your salam, you're making salam to Allah. And what is the salam? Our sana. And what is the sana? Allahu Akbar. When we don't know Allah, we don't know the greatness of Allah, then we're reading sana for years, but it didn't even touch our heart. We don't even know what we are saying. We're just reading Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. You ask a person, you read sana, I think I read, I don't know. You're making salam to an elderly person, somebody asked you, you went to meet your sheikh, you made salam to him. So I don't know. Then where you went? So you must, and salam is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no time for all that. But, so a person says, Subhanakallahumma, that, oh Allah, you are totally pure. And pure, not as we think, our dirty napaki. Allah is free from any type of injustice. Allah will never be unfair to any person. Allah is totally full of justice. Allah Ta'ala is totally full of kindness. Allah will never get sick. Allah will never get weak. Allah will never lose His power. Allah is totally pure. You are announcing the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah Ta'ala is so pure. There is nobody that is more purer in all these aspects than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever think of the, like our impurity. That is far beyond Allah Ta'ala. But just the outward weaknesses that we generally think that a king, he's a king, but somebody can overpower him. Somebody can overthrow him. A new government comes and he lost his seat. Allah Ta'ala never ever, nobody can overpower Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala puts people into power and outwardly gives them the opportunity to say, it's my power. It's still the power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that great being, when you say, Allah, you pure, oh my Allah and my Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah is everybody's Rabb, but Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to say, my Rabb. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, my Rabb, my Allah. Because now you're in secret conversation with Allah. And Allah is that great being, everybody. The whole creation can be talking to Allah in million different languages at the same time, asking billion different things. Allah will never get confused. Allah will never be unmindful. And Allah Ta'ala sees to everybody's request at the same. That is our Allah. So when we know in front of that Allah, now wa bihamdik, Allah, all praises belongs to you, Allahu Akbar. And praises, there are four type of praises. One is a banda, a slave praises himself, which you're not supposed to be doing. But many of us, out of ignorance, we want to praise ourselves, I did this, I did that. One is somebody else praises you. That also you shouldn't take it to head and feel I am so great. No, then a slave puts a value on another slave. What's the goodness? It holds no weight. The master puts a value on the slave. That is something. So one person praises himself. That is one type of praise. That is also belongs to Allah. Who gave you your existence? Who gave you the stability, the strength? Somebody else praises you also. That is actually Allah's praises. That Allah has made him look at me with good eyes. That see what a good person he is. He's not looking at my faults. I know my faults. He is praising me. He just knows my outward. Allah is so kind. Allah covered my faults. Ya Sattarul Uyub. Ya Ghaffarul Zunub. Daily you get up in the morning. Oh Allah, you covered my faults. Even my wife don't know. My stomach wants to work. There's so much filth. She doesn't even know but how you covered it. And besides, in my heart, what filth and dirt I'm thinking. Oh Allah, you covered it. Why? Because you want to forgive me. So one person praises another person, that also belongs to Allah. Allah praises himself, that is due to Allah. And it's only rightful. And why? Only Allah is allowed to praise himself. So all praises belongs to Allah. And Allah praises his bandas, Allahu Akbar. That also Allah praises them. But they realize this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in the past, we read last night, Allah Ta'ala is talking, waskur fil kitabi Ayyub, that read in the kitab about Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, all the different anbiya, Allah Ta'ala says, ni'mal abd, what beauty, great servants they were of mine. Allah is praising them. So all praises in any way whatsoever belongs only and solely to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In namaz, when you lift your hands and you say Allahu Akbar, you realize that all praises only belongs to Allah. People praise me also, it is Allah's kindness. You realize it is Allah Ta'ala's favor upon me. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ. And Allah Ta'ala, your name is so blessed that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يُقَالَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah, Allah. That Qiyamah will not come till one person in the whole world is taking the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So even if there's even one person taking Allah's name, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will keep the world functioning. The whole world will be functioning even if there's even one person taking Allah Ta'ala's name. So a person should realize that the greatness of Allah Ta'ala's name is so great that Allahu Akbar. Allah's name is so great that the whole world will carry on functioning even if there's one being still taking Allah Ta'ala's name in the remotest area. So the rule of this world is the name of Allah. So just taking Allah's name, you will become Mubarak. You make zikr of Allah, Allah makes you Mubarak. And you'll see the more you make the zikr of Allah, the more you get connected to Allah, 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 people say you are buzurg. And you realize, what am I? I know my faults. But it is Allah's barakat of Allah's name that people say you full of barakat. Now they're asking you for du'as. They're asking you to blow on their badam. This is the barakat of the name of Allah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the more you make the zikr of Allah, the more Allah will make you blessed. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala's name is so blessed. So we're saying mutabaraka smuk, but we don't realize. A pious person says, oh Allah, as great as you are so great, shower such mercies upon us. Our Allah is, blessed as your name is, shower such blessings upon us. Where we will learn to make du'as like this. So Allah Ta'ala then further we say is, wa ta'ala jadduka. Oh Allah, your majesty, you are so lofty, you are so great, your authority, your power is lofty, there is no power besides you. You the sole sovereign, you the sole controller. And then the crux of just this, salam of Allah, the crux is, wa la ilaha ghayruk. Oh Allah, there's nobody like you. You are laysa kamithli shay. Nobody can match you in your being, in your qualities. Nobody can match you. And this is the crux just in the beginning of our salah. That is, you attain the highest position that you realize there is nobody for me besides Allah. And like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, our Shaykh has taught us that what is the loving tarjumah, translation of La ilaha illallah. One is we say La ilaha illallah, we still know the translation we learned in madrasa. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But when you start, when you got this reality in your heart, the reality of deen comes in the heart. And now when you say La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? Imagine you just started and you say, Ya Allah, there's nobody for me besides you. A wife tells her husband that I need this pair of shoes, I need this dress. Who is there for me besides you? I can't go ask my brother. I can't go ask somebody else. I can't tell the neighbor I want to go somewhere. To you, and even if you're a hardest husband, your heart will melt. Allah Ta'ala who is so kind, so merciful. When you say there is nobody for me besides Allah, and when this reality of deen, of tawheed comes in the heart, then Allahu Akbar, when you got Allah, all the problems in the world are nothing for you. Otherwise, like Hazrat explained yesterday also, the smallest problem is like a storm in a teacup. Allahu Akbar. One person, Hazrat explained, landed up himself in a big problem. He was married for many years, and then now he got involved with another young girl. He loved her. He got married to her. Then the first wife, their parents, they forced him that you rather divorce that woman. He had to divorce her. Then his own wife, is charging him now for divorce, and she's taking him to court to have a divorce. So both wives he lost. And he loves that first, the second wife, but he loves the first wife children. Now he's in turmoil, he's in total mess. But if you got connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the biggest problem is small. But otherwise you got a small problem. You're phoning Maulana 12 o'clock at night, and only your problem Maulana must attend to. Your problem is the biggest. But make our connection with Allah. As Hazrat has said, make contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make our zikr regularly, 5-10 minutes. Keep contact with the friends of Allah, and then see, just your starting of namaz, every day you saying, Ya Allah, wala ilaha ghayruk. Oh Allah, there's nobody for me besides you. You, and who knows our problems? We don't know our own problems better than ourselves. Allah knows our problems better than us. So here Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully, quickly he has mentioned the translation. Start paaki ke yaad karta hu main tujhko ya Allah. Oh Allah, I remember you with all purity that I acknowledge, and I have announced your purity. Or start tarif teri ke, and with all praises only for you. Or bahut khubiyon ka hai naam tera, and your name is very very blessed, very very mubarak, very great. Or bahut buland hai martaba tera, and your rank is very very high. Your position, oh Allah, beyond our imagination, you are very lofty. Or nahi koi laik bandagi ke siwa tere, and there is nobody worthy of worship besides you, O Allah. That is, there is nobody for me besides you. I can't turn to anybody. I am totally in need. Every split moment I am in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you just started your namaz, you just made salam, Allahu Akbar. Ye dua sunnat hai. So to know these things, and this is part of concentration, to know when I'm reading subhanakallah, I'm doing a sunnat act, and I'm in front of Allah. So to know these things, thus it enhances your concentration. It will create build your quality of salah to a higher degree. So to read the sana subhanakallahumma, this is sunnat. Jis qadar kalam ta'zim aur tawheed ke is bande ki zuban se sadir hote, inayat-e-shahi is par دو چند نازل ہوتی. As a person announces what is done, the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it's coming out from your tongue, Allah ta'ala's rahmat is descending upon you. An abundance of rahmat. And the sign of the greatest rahmat of Allah is that Allah taught us how to praise Him. How should we know how to praise Allah? Any important person, he wants lot of titles, lot of praises. And today, sadly, myself, Allah save me, we are just worried about titles. A person got a PhD, whether he got a PhD, he had to write a thesis in Darwin's theory of evolution, which is kufr. But he got a PhD, he thinks I'm a very big professor. Now, Hazrat puts it so beautifully, actually he does, he's not a big professor, he's got permanent head damage, because he lost his iman already. Or his para hua dimag, his head is upside down. So all the titles are dangerous also. One Maulana, he had to give a bayan in one place, and he knew his bayan takes long. There was nobody to accommodate him, he had to make reservation at what hotel. So he phoned the manager, he said, I've got a program here, I'll be late, but just keep my room reserved. Said, no problem. Said, I might come 11, 12. Say, no problem, we'll tell the security that one person is coming and his room is reserved. He gave his bayan, and late he finished, he went there, he hoot, the security asked, who is it? He says, Hazrat, Allama, Qari, Mufti, Sayyid, all the 10 titles. And then he says, the name Abdul Qadir, whatever. The security heard, he put the phone down. Didn't open the gate, nothing. The poor man had to sleep in his car. The next morning, he complained to the manager. Let her ask, I said, my room should be booked. He said, yes, your room was booked. So they found out from the security what happened. Why you never opened? He says, yes, one person came there. Someone came 10 o'clock at night, but there were 10 people came with him. So we got worried that room is only for one person, not for 10 people. So Allahu Akbar. To address any great personality, you need all titles. You need to know who Allah, who is the King of Kings. Where should all our minds work? How to address Allah Rabbul Izzah? Allah has been so kind. One subhanallah, you are announcing Allah's purity. You are praising Allah. One alhamdulillah, how simple, a small child, is be an old granny, anybody, a new person into Islam can say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and you are praising Allah, and Allah showers you with mercies. One subhanallah, out of namaz, fills the space between the sky and the earth. In namaz, we can't imagine the value of it. So immediately Allah Ta'ala's special mercies descend. ایسے وقت نزول رحمت الہی کے خیال سے کہ حضور بادشاہ کا میسر ہو. At that time your mind should be present that Allah's special mercy is descending on me already. And you should be focused when Allah's mercy is descending. How can I be unmindful? Somebody is giving you great gifts and you're turning around and you're dropping it. He'll tell you rather leave it. So Allah is giving us great gifts, special mercies. And if we're not focused, then we are just causing ourselves harm. So we come for namaz to get great blessings, and we are unmindful. We lose, we come with nothing, we go with nothing. And we think, in fact, we go out worse, because we saw this one came like that, thinking bad of this one and that one. So we didn't, that's why we say namaz, I'll go on my time, I'll see. But when we know what we're getting in namaz, you focus, your attention is towards Allah. Just your sana alone, now your special mercies of Allah Ta'ala. Dil apna dil hazir karke, hajat apne arz kare. Now focus your mind, you made salam only. Now focus your heart more attentive. After sana, you have to be more eager now. Because now you're going to present your needs. You're going to ask your needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to show your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah has been so kind upon us. Allah has been so merciful. Allahu Akbar. Somebody gives you one topi from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. You say, you Jazakallah. You tell your wife, what a kind man. I didn't tell him. He brought me a present. And you thank him, you phone him, you send him an SMS. Very good. But did you ever think and thank that great being who gave us the head to put the topi on? That we don't think. So Allah's favors, Allah's kindness. Now Allah says, just focus to me and now draw your attention. In other words, like you went to an important person, you made salam, you greeted him, you saw now he's in a good mood. That now, hey, now I can ask for my needs, let me ask him. But now before you want to ask him, your boss, you went to him, you wanted some leave, etc. You got, you spoke to him nicely, he gave you an appointment, you made salam, everything. But one of his close associates are also there. Now you want to present your needs. But now you know this person might be a spender in the works. You ask him for 3 weeks leave, he'll tell the boss, but he just went 3 months ago. You can't give him now. So exactly the same, Allah's system also is, that now we want to put our needs in front of Allah, beg Allah, but there is somebody in between there. And who is that? Like you go to a great person, you go to a rich man, you go to his house, then there's lot of security. First you have to get permission from the security guards, then you can go into the big gate, then you come to his house gate, that is full of fence, and then he's got bull terriers, big dogs. If you just want to push the gate open and walk in, the dogs will tear you apart, and they'll finish you. But if you just ring the bell, and you just phone him, you got with your family, you saw the dogs, you also shivering. But now you phoned him, he came out just from the steps. He's telling the dogs, move one side. Now you acting brave, you're telling your children, don't be scared, come, we'll go. But why? Because the attention of the boss is there, so he's got the dogs under control. So similarly, the dog of Allah is Shaitan. That Allah has kept this dog, that you want to come to me, but show me your eagerness. First draw your attention to me. Don't try and fight Shaitan on your own. Shaitan will create havoc, and he'll mess up our whole namaz. So Allah Ta'ala taught us, now you have made salam to me, now you want to ask me, before you start, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. That Allah, this dog, this enemy of mine, he's going to put spanner in my works, I want to ask you this and that, he's going to, so Allah, take him out of my way. You just say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Allah Ta'ala will move Shaitan out of the way. So, lekin ye pehle arz pe mazmoon dafa Shaitan. To move out Shaitan from the way, wa bara haris or dushmane qadim. He is a person who likes to put spanners in the works. He likes to block all our matters, and he is our old enemy. So get rid of your enemy first. When you in front of your great beloved, hushyar hoke, in the hawker, dil mein lawe aur zuban se kahe. Now be conscious that this enemy, I must get him out of my way first. So read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. That pana mangta hu main Allah saath, Allah ke shaitan patkare se haasil aur uska rande kiye se hai. That oh Allah, I seek your refuge, that this rejected creation of yours, and this accursed one, please take him out of my way. Move him out of my way. Now you start, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That now I'm going to present my needs. I present my needs. I start, Shuru Allah ke naam se, jo bahut meherban, Raham wala. That I start my needs in front of that great being who is very, very kind, very, very merciful, most gracious. I present myself in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. From this we learn whatever we need to do, we have to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You want to get up, read Bismillah. You want to sit, you want to wear your shoes, you want to wear your clothes, anything. You say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah's special mercies are descending upon you. And we can't move a finger without the mercy of Allah, without the help of Allah. So Bismillah is supposed to be part of our life, on our tongue. But sadly, Hazrat says, even we eat, we tell the children, you must read Bismillah. But we smell the roast, we forget our Bismillah. And we stress, we forget our Bismillah, we forget our Alhamdulillah, which shows that the connection with Allah is still not there. So to build this connection, Bismillah should become part of our life. Ye shuru hua ardaas ka, aur ardaas ye hai. Now you started your presentation of asking your needs from Allah. And how should we know to ask our needs? Allah has taught us how to ask our needs. The whole Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, now present your needs. And Allahu Akbar, it's just like you're going for an interview, but that the boss is so kind. He gave you the appointment letter also, and he told you fill it in like this, and just do this, and bring it in. In other words, he wants to accept it. You just do that letter, just fill in the paper and give it in. So Allah Ta'ala is more kind than that. Allah has taught us how to come and make salam. Allah has taught us, get your enemy out of the way. Allah has taught us how to draw the mercy of Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And now Allah teaching us what is our success. What do we need? So Allahu Akbar. Just the starting of namaz is so enjoyable. Can we imagine the whole namaz? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make mashq, to practice and bring this reality of deen into our hearts and see what how enjoyable deen is. And dunya, we will turn our attention to, away from it. And Allah will give it to us by the feet. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.